This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Bounce pass to Allen. Allen over on the right side of Coral. Well, Coral steps in, guarded by Pajemski. Finds Jerome, left corner three. Swish! The Warriors have been hurt by baseline penetration of all things. 60-30 the score. The Warriors are down 30 on the road.
Now back to Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game.
Sterling Bennett, Cam Williams, our producer, and Dan DeVoe. Warriors This Week continues after the Warriors lose 136-117. The road trip, the five-game road trip, comes to an end tomorrow. Big matchup. Doesn't get any easier when they take on Oklahoma City, and they'll do that, obviously, at OKC. By the way, on the call, Tim Roy mentioned one Ty Jerome. Obviously, Warrior fans will remember one Ty Jerome, who was coming off that Warrior bench a couple of years back. 20 points last night for Ty Jerome, which should tell you just about everything you needed to know how things were going with the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Send it in, Jerome! He was doing it all last night.
And I'm sure somewhere Anthony Lamb was going for 35, wherever the hell he is these days. All right, anytime you hold out through the break, we get right to you. 888-957-9570. Austin in San Jose, enough said. What's going on with you this morning, Austin? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Saturday, as always, Dan. And I forgot your partner's name, but welcome. Happy Saturday, bro.
Sterling Bennett.
Hey, listen. Hey, the great Sterling Bennett, my bad. Listen, guys, last night, I don't know what that lineup was, the starting lineup. I mean, you basically had three non-shooters on the court with GP2, Dre, and Trace Jackson Davis. So, I mean, other than Steph Curry, there was nobody threatening other than, I guess, Wiggins. But the idea that you would start GP2 in that spot, I mean, I would have thought Moody. And I haven't been a big Moody supporter, but I got to tell you, this year, the kid's worked on his game. He's got to shoot. Every time he comes in, he's ready to shoot. Why wouldn't you start Moody in that situation over GP2? That the guy that really can't shoot. I mean, so that's the first thing. So the second thing is, Dan, I think I mentioned to you last week, I'm not a big fan of this Kumbaya 10-man rotation. I don't think it works long-term in the NBA. I know the Warriors have had some success early on, but let's remember, they were 5 in the games against teams that probably won't even be in the playoffs come into these. So you have to kind of take a step back and look at that record and say, let's see how they do against some of the better teams. Not saying they won't play well, but let's just see. And then I think you're Sterling. You mentioned something about, and I know Dan knows where I'm going here, you mentioned something about starting lineup and putting Przemski or one of those guys. Dude, I mean, if you really believe, watch last night what Donovan Mitchell was doing to Przemski and some of the step backs. I mean, and Darren Gong. I know those guys are elite, but look around the NBA. There's no way that you're winning many games if you're starting guys like Przemski alongside Steph. I just don't. You can't sell me on that. So I think the Warriors do need to make a move. I think they're playing these 10 guys, Dan. You might disagree, but I started thinking last night that they're playing these guys to really kind of feature them. And I don't think there's too many guys that are the same on this roster. Last night's show down low in the paint, they really lack a real skilled big man. I know that Trayce Jackson-Davis is a young guy. He's going to be okay. But he's never going to be a frontline, I would say, featured starter in the point, in the paint. So I think they need to really get a guy to go out. You know, it doesn't have to be the guy from Utah. It needs to be a secondary guy. It can be a, he doesn't have to be a star. He could be a secondary guy. So final thing I wanted to say, guys, I was going back and forth last night with the NBA package, and I switched over to the Dallas and Suns game. And just the star power on the court. And you guys can say, hey, it doesn't matter as long as it's a good game. It does matter. After Steph went out of the game last night, I turned away. There was no reason to watch because, honestly, after Steph goes off that roster, Warriors become very, very pedestrian as far as entertainment. But the Suns and the Mavs, man, on both sides of the roster, it was a great game. Just star power. So let's not lose sight of the fact that Steph needs a star to play with him. And I don't think that guy's on the roster, guys. Talk to you soon. Thanks.
Strong as always, Austin. Couple of things there. First of all, you might be onto something, and certainly I wouldn't deny, and maybe Steve Kerr subtly knows this, that while he's winning and intends to play third team, because I truly do believe that he feels that this is the ingredient with which and a good recipe with which to win. But yes, if there's a part of him that also believes, and I would not be surprised, that it gives me the opportunity to showcase a lot of my younger talent so that I can lure potentially that big piece, albeit maybe it's not a one, maybe it's a two, maybe it's a secondary star, but if I can showcase these players and somehow lure that guy over to the Warriors via trade, that'll be another option for me when we hit the trade deadline. I'm certainly not opposed to, you know, potentially that's what's going on here. As far as, and I think he brings up an interesting point, Sterling, which I'd like to get further into, and that is, I've always maintained, I'm with Austin, baseball, maybe you can get away with pitching and some good utility guys and some timely hitting and a star here. You know, we saw it with the Giants when they won 107 games, and they did it essentially with guys who were having career years, and every button that Gabe Kapler pushed, he came up roses with pinch hit home runs. In the NBA, I've always, and I'm like Austin, this is a stars league. It's five dudes on the court. You can't hide. Right. It's the reason why Boston back in the day changed the landscape of the.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
NBA and said, this is how you win NBA titles. You go get Paul Pierce, you get Kevin Garnett, and you get Ray Allen. Three of your five have got to be stars. And then, of course, LeBron James took it to new heights when he said, okay, let me call up my boy Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, let's get out of Toronto and go to South Florida and let's win titles with our three. And then going forward, because it's a homogenous league, everybody sort of copycatted and say, okay, you need three stars. The Warriors went to new lanes and basically got five starters that were all, you know, top-of-the-line stars. And that's what was trending. And it's been that way for a while, that this is a stars league. I would agree with you when Austin was pointing out that Dallas and Phoenix and all those stars from Bradley Beal and Kevin Durant to Luka Doncic and Klay Thompson and Kyrie Irving all on the floor last night. The question that I want to put in front of you, Sterling, and the rest of the audience is just like anything else in the NBA, things change and things become cyclical. Is because of the second apron, because of the finances and the salary cap, that can you necessarily afford three, let alone two? And are we seeing, maybe with the Warriors, I don't mean to get ahead of myself, that there's a different way to do this. That, yeah, you need a star, but you don't necessarily need three or four. That if you have depth like that of the Warriors, if you could have quality players and then bring in waves of these sort of guys that have that quote-unquote buy-in. Now, it's a lot easier said than done because you got to find the right guys. The Warriors are long and athletic, and it's about that energy and the buy-in that I had talked about at the top of the show. Could what the Warriors are doing now, should they have success, just to get ahead of myself, say 3-4 months from now, the Warriors are a playoff team and they're maintaining this winning percentage. That could this be a new way to win in the NBA? That certainly you need a star, but you don't need three of them. That it's depth and it's a buy-in defensively that could be the recipe going forward.
So what you're essentially saying is instead of being reactive, be proactive. Change the way you win in the NBA. Is this a new, I guess you can say, wave of prosperity in regards to how you win games? I think that is potentially true, but I do think that has its ceiling. And that goes back into what Austin was saying and goes back to what I was saying earlier in the last hour of there's a reason why they're playing 12, 13 guys. One, you're keeping your stars fresh, Curry, Draymond, and hopefully, you know, many others. But they're also showcasing Kuminga and Wiggins and Trace Jackson. And when he can get back fully healthy and not sick anymore, Pajemski and company, that you can play a large portion of the season that way. But when it comes to getting to the NBA Finals, yeah, you can talk about the Celtics and the Miami Heat. They've won with a collective unit. The Celtics have two stars. The Nuggets have stars. They have two stars. You have to have the other star. You have to have the other scoring star. The Warriors don't have the other scorer, the number two scorer. And that's where I think the honest conversation comes in. And I get Daniel push back on that. That's fine. But you want to talk about two timelines. That's been the kind of the bigger conversation for the last few years. You can erase all that conversation by trading away Kuminga, Wiggins, picks, and whoever else is involved, Trace Jackson Davis. Those guys will never be Giannis Antetokounmpo. You immediately get Steph Curry, that number two star. He becomes your big man in the paint, whereas last night, Trace Jackson Davis and Draymond, Kevon Looney, for as great as we might like them here in the Bay Area, they're not Giannis. They're not going to go against Jared Allen and Mobley. They're not going to beat those guys. They're not going to give you more than them on most nights. So you have to find another big, but hopefully a stretch four. If not, it is a star like Giannis that can beat you practically everywhere, not behind the arc, and aid Stephen Curry in his chase for another championship. But going back to what Austin was saying in regards to playing Pajemski, it's not just about playing Pajemski. I'm not advocating for that. What I'm advocating for is finding Stephen Curry, that number two scorer, number two shooter in that starting lineup. Hence why you have maybe a Moses Moody, like Austin said, or say the Anthony Melton, who came back last night, which he's not going to start in his first night back, but you cannot play GP2, TJD, and Draymond together to start games. You are going to be over-reliant on Stephen Curry to have this amazing first quarter, which he's prone to doing, but you limit what your offense can do. And if you're going to play 12 to 13 guys, you can mix in GP2 later in games. If he wants to close games out when you're winning by 5 or 6 because he has great defense, fine. Just don't make him start games. This team has had two slow starts back-to-back against the best teams they've played all year long. Against the Celtics, didn't hurt them. They weren't hitting their shots. Last night, it crushed them because the Cavaliers were hitting their shots. So I think it is really important for the Golden State Warriors, even if it means for the first few months of the NBA season to play 12, 13 guys, okay, that's fine. Strength in numbers, right? But when it gets to, you know, we're talking about May and June and July and the playoffs, you gotta have the number two guy, and the Warriors don't currently have that. And that comes down to starting games off with the number two shooter alongside Stephen Curry to open the offense up early. That comes down to, in the paint, having a big man to help Stephen Curry and helpfully go against guys like Jared Allen, maybe eventually Al Horford and company, Jokic, with the Denver Nuggets. The Warriors, although are 7-2, when you talk about longevity and how far they can go, talking about finals or playoffs, they don't have the ancillary piece, the number two cornerstone, to lift up the rest of the roster. They have guys and they have dogs. They have fighting them for sure. A lot of hopes and will-bes and maybes, but they need that number two player to pick up Steph. I don't think this wave of 12-man, 13-man rotations is going to carry them the entire year. I think at a certain point they hit that glass ceiling and have to make a change.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with you maybe a week ago, and I still need to see more. But when
we all do.
The Boston Celtic game was one of those to me that they cleared a hurdle, because one of the things that I needed to see is like, yeah, 12 or 13 guys is great, but when it comes to closing time, as Magic Johnson used to say, when it's winning time, right, I need my boys out there. Let's close. This is not a time to get chaotic and get cute by shuffling guys in and out. Not in the closing last 3 to 5 minutes of a basketball game. But that's what they did against Boston. Basically, it was the same sort of philosophy in a close game against the defending champs, and the Warriors sealed the deal. And they did it with Buddy Hield hitting a corner jumper. They did it with basically what it is that they've been doing up to this point. Now, you need to see a little bit more of that, but to me, that was one of the biggest tests. Yeah, you can do this through the first 3.5 quarters, but when it comes, and obviously nobody played more close games and close game defined. There's literally a statistic for this in the NBA.
Close games, yeah.
Yeah, was it a game that's hanging in the balance by, what is it, 5 or less points with 5 minutes to go?
So, yeah.
Nobody played more of those than the Warriors a year ago. So Warriors play nip-and-tuck basketball. And when you get down to the closing moments, I need some thoroughbreds. Or do you? Because the first opportunity against a good team was the Boston Celtics in a hostile environment, and the Golden State Warriors closed the door, and they did it with unlikely suspects, one of which was Buddy Hield. Is Buddy Hield unlocked in a system that he's never played in before? He has been one of the best three-point shooters in the league since his arrival out of Oklahoma. Is it one of those? Is he the Sam Darnold of the NBA, where he just needed to be in the right system? And this is going to be a potential number two that's been sitting under, you know, the Warriors' nose all this time since he's been in the NBA. It's just a lot of this has to unfold. But I do think it's worth recognizing that in that game against the Boston Celtics, in a close, tight affair, that the Warriors playing all these guys and moving bodies in and out and being fresh were able to close that deal and look good in doing it. I get it. When you look at the landscape of the Western Conference right now, it's the Phoenix Suns, by the way, who have won 7 in a row, despite all the conflict at the end of last season.
As Dan chokes some water.
Yeah, water break. Wow, I don't know where that came from. I think I had a pistachio this morning, and a pistachio nut sitting in the back of my throat.
Oh, yeah.
So, by the way, pistachio ice cream as well as pistachio chocolate, very, very underrated. As I digress. But when you think about 1 through 8 in the NBA, listen, the caller has a good point. The Phoenix Suns are all-star driven, right? I mean, it's Kevin Durant, it's Beal, and it's Devin Booker. And they're 8-1. Don't look now, but here they come. And same with the Thunder. And I would say the same with the T-Wolves. When you think about Ant-Man and their stars and going and getting Randall, and then here's this Warrior story right in the middle of all of this. And a lot of it, is it just because the fact that they played the Portlands and the Utahs and got fat on an easy schedule? But then how do you explain away Boston? How do you explain away not only beating Portland, but spanking these teams by 40 points? This is, I want to err, and I'm not the most optimistic guy when it comes to the Warriors, but I want to err on the side that something's different here. Something smells a little different here with the Warriors. That this is, something might be going on here, and we might be stumbling onto something very special.
Well, I think two things can be true, right? You can go into Boston and you can beat them 118 to 112, and you can play good defense, and you can shut down the offense outside of Jason Tatum with no Jaylen Brown, and you can play smothering defense when Stephen Curry scores 27 points, and Wiggins and Hield go for 16 points, and Kyle Anderson hits 3 three-pointers for you. You can win games like that. Undoubtedly, you can beat great teams with that. But the question is, when it comes to playoff time, is that sustainable? When it comes to 2 months down the road, when you're in February at the end of the year, are you going to sit there and say, wow, this is really working out for us? Or are you going to say, okay, look, you know, we finally hit the glass ceiling? And I think for the Golden State Warriors, you can try this. It's worth trying. It's working currently. You're 7-2. You can win tomorrow night and beat Oklahoma City for sure. It's up, you know, it's up in the air. It's a game that you probably are the worst team of the two, but if you play as good as you did against Boston and you get more from Hield, who had 3 points last night, that was the worst game of the year by far, and you can hopefully start off hotter than you did against the Cavaliers last night as well, you can win that game for sure. But I think that when you look at those two games back to back, it makes you go, okay, there is a cap as to how far this thing can go with the current construction. Now, I don't know what that means. That could be, again, getting Giannis or getting somebody else, Lauri Markkanen, whoever else. I know Dan Evan will veto via trade. I just want to get those guys. But I do think that, yes, through 9 games, fans have every right, and we have every right to be optimistic of, okay, this looks different. Melton's missed some time. Pajemski's back. Those guys start playing better. I mean, Buddy Hield has been arguably one of the greatest signings of the offseason thus far. I want to put things in perspective in regards to Buddy Hield so far this year. Before last night against the Cavaliers, he was averaging 21 points, 4.5 rebounds, and roughly over two assists, shooting 50% from behind the arc on roughly 9.1 attempts per game, shooting over 51% from the field in 26 minutes a night. That is incredible. That's better, again, in perspective, than what Klay Thompson was doing in 2022 and 2023.
Klay who?
Exactly. When he was averaging 21 points a night and was shooting 41% from three, but taking over 10.5 three-pointers a game and shooting 43% from the field. All those being career highs in regards to attempts. He has so far been a more efficient version of arguably the highest scoring and best three-point shooter that Klay Thompson was with the Golden State Warriors. With Curry and Buddy Hield on the court together, their offensive rating is 143.3. Their defensive rating is 85.5. That is a plus 57.8 net rating. He's been incredible. He's been so efficient for this team. But I ask you, Dan, if you're going to play 12 to 13 guys a night and walk into a playoff series against, let's say it's the Nuggets or the Suns, do you really believe that 12 to 13 guys leaning on Buddy Hield to get you 20 or 17 a night and Wiggins do the same thing, that's sustainable? You're going back to that conversation of banking on Kuminga to be more than he's been. Moody to be more, for as good as he's been this year, to be better than he's been. I can't put myself in that boat just yet. I think you have to find the other star eventually this year if you want to make that massive run to another title.
I know a lot of people this morning are scratching their head and trying to get their arms around why the Warriors started GP2. It was an interesting lineup decision on the part of Steve Kerr. And the fact that what I've seen repeatedly on the text line is the Warriors, you know, with Steph Curry and a bunch of non-shooters. And then when you get behind 20-2, it gets accentuated, right? A lot of people are like, well, come on, what are you thinking here? But listen, sometimes you just have to defer to Steve Kerr. And Kerr did this earlier in the road trip against the Wizards, where he started GP2. It's obviously defensive minded here. He wanted GP2 right, purposely to lock up Jordan Poole. Jordan Poole, who has been playing well in the early portion of the season, wanted to take away Jordan Poole, even though Jordan Poole had a decent game. So there was something defensively that he, again, Steve Kerr knows better than anybody, that yes, this doesn't make sense when you look at it from the offensive side of things, but Steve Kerr doesn't do that. He's setting the tempo. He's setting the stage offensively for you to create opportunities on the defensive end. So he saw something he could exploit with GP2 starting, and that's the reason why he wanted, again, he thinks about this from the, I think he goes defense first, and the offense will take care of itself. Because the offense isn't something that, he doesn't have any X's and O's. They sort of like have this innate ability to be connected and know where guys are. The movement isn't offense. Through.
Yeah,
it isn't something that you draw up on a chalkboard. It's just these guys have been together so long that it just takes care of itself. And so he's thinking defense, and that's the reason why GP2 got the start. It had, obviously, GP2 is not somebody that you're going to clear aside for, run an offense through, but he wanted to set the stage what he thought defensively could give him an advantage. Obviously, it didn't work. It blew up in his face. And the Warriors get spanked right from the outset, although made a game of it in the latter part of the contest. I think it's an interesting discussion going forward as to whether if the Warriors are a team that are competitive this year, and they do it with these 12 or 13 guys. With the NBA being as homogenous as it is, you can rest assured there's a lot of other teams that are going to say, wait a minute. Before I dole out these crazy numbers that I'm giving to Giannis, to Paul George, and basically, because when you bring in Giannis, the other thing you have to keep in mind, and the same holds true for Lauri Markkanen and Paul George, yeah, you get that number two or number one score, but you're now bound and tethered to these guys for the next 8 to 10 years financially. Okay, so while you moved all your young pieces, all those draft picks, you've got Giannis in the room for the foreseeable future, and I'm talking potentially the next decade, and you're also financially strapped because that money's going to that one guy. So you better be damn sure that he's the missing piece in terms of winning titles, which is, again, another reason why I'm making it centric on one player, because the assets and the capital and the cost is just too much. In the NBA, I would rather make a run at it in terms of what the Warriors are doing right now, and then maybe find somebody in the draft with the picks that you have and building the thing organically. That way you have players under team control, which makes sense financially. And also it's done through your system where guys learn to play basketball only one way, and there's that quote-unquote fit. All right, we're going to continue the conversation. The Warriors, I do want to get into OKC and preview that big matchup. Sterling Bennett, Cam Williams, Dan Devone, Warriors This Week. We'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.